Yep, this is WURD Independent Black Media, and I am honored to have this first guest of today on the Radio Courtroom Show hosted by yours truly. It's none other than Pennsylvania State Senator Art Haywood. And before we hear from this scholar and gentleman, and when I say scholar and gentleman, I really mean that. Often we refer to people, men and women, as scholars and gentlemen or scholars and gentlewomen, but we say that just to be nice. Well, I want to be nice, but I also want to be factual. This man is both a scholar and a gentleman. And here's the proof. First of all, he got his Bachelor of Arts degree, in fact, with honors, graduating from Morehouse, one of the leading HBCUs on the planet. But he didn't stop there. He then got his master's from the London School of Economics as a Marshall Scholar. You think that's impressive? It is, but it doesn't stop there. He then went on to get his JD from the University of Michigan Law School. Now, think about this. Here's a gentleman with a degree from one of the top HBCUs, graduating with honors, then going on to get a master's from the London School of Economics, then getting a law degree. And then what does he do? Does he go out to become rich and famous? No, he goes back to the community to help the community, working for community legal services in home foreclosures. Then as a private attorney, he began assisting nonprofit organizations to revitalize the neighborhoods. That's what I'm talking about. Because it's a wonderful thing when I hear about bright college students going to law school or to med school or getting their CPA or whatever. But sadly, most of them take the money and run, and we never hear from them again. And I'm not hating on them. They're successful, and that's a wonderful thing. But you can be successful and do the right thing. And our guest today, Senator Art Haywood, is the personification of that. Then he decided to expand the work he was doing in public service and was elected township commissioner in Cheltenham and became president of that board. He didn't stop there. He then ran for office in the 4th District and became a state senator. And in that capacity, he's been on the front line of battling against homelessness, of fighting against lead and water, and helping women in connection with domestic violence. I got to tell you, I'm supposed to be interviewing him for the next 20, 25 minutes, but I can spend that time just introducing him. A great, great man. Without further ado, Senator Art Haywood. Senator, how are you today?
Doing well, doing well. Thank you for that tremendous introduction. There's so many challenges that our communities face.
And I appreciate you saying that, and just with you responding the way you did, that shows how humble you are. That's why I said you were both a scholar and a gentleman. But I want to turn the microphone over to you, Senator. I want you to talk to us about what's happening at the PASHE schools. And for those who don't know what that term means, PASHE is the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education. That's the state entity, the Commonwealth entity that controls the 14 state colleges / state universities, Cheney being one of them. I'm going to talk more about that later. But we're going to talk also about Shippensburg University. But the key thing here is that Senator Art Haywood has been at the forefront of fighting against racism at PASHE schools. In fact, there was a press release issued recently that was captioned as follows. Senator Haywood highlights harassment of black students at PASHE schools, questions Chancellor Dan Greenstein in Senate hearings. So we want to talk about that. But more generally, Senator, tell us what's going on with incidents of blatant racism and intimidation at some or most or all of the state schools. Give us the background. I have a series of questions, but please just give us an overview before we get into the weeds.
Yeah, no, certainly. There was a news article from August last year where several students, African-American students, complained about mistreatment at certain PASHE schools. There's 14 state universities. I followed that by reaching out to a number of black students at the campuses, and they shared terrible stories of mistreatment, being called nigger on campus, being dual bombed on campus, Confederate flag being on campus. They were terrible stories. And so I raised these stories of mistreatment with the chancellor at the Senate hearing, which you're referring to in the article. and thereafter have had a number of meetings, calls with the chancellor. They hired a African-American woman to be over diversity for the state system. And I would say where we are now is the following. A, we have a number of students who began to identify what came down to six main changes that need to be made at these schools, six main changes. And we began to get some advocates to join with us. Some of the Divine Nine sororities and fraternities have joined with us.
Excellent.
To reach the campus leaders as well as the chancellor. And this week, I have a meeting with the president of Bloomsburg, Shippensburg, Indiana University of Pennsylvania, and East Strasburg to get some progress on these six items. So that's where we are this week. I'm also meeting with the chief diversity officers of these schools. I do believe that, as you have described, there's power at the state system level, at the chancellor level.
Mm-hmm.
There's also power at the campus level, university president.
Mm.
So we will be pressing both sides, I guess you would call it, of where the power might be to make these changes.
You know, you talked about six issues. Obviously, there's more than that, but I love the way that, and I'm sure you'll explain to us who came up with this concept of fix the six is enough. And I love the way they put this together in terms of enough, E-N-O-U-G-H, the E, N, racial harassment and speech, the N, nurture and retain students of color, the O, organize incident reporting system, the U, unveil mandatory diversity training, and then the G, generate mental health resources, and then finally the H, hire faculty and staff of color. First of all, who came up with this ingenious approach, and where do things stand now? You talked about reaching out to the chancellor and to presidents. Are you satisfied so far with the beginning of what's happening, or unsatisfied that nothing of real substance is happening? So first, let's go back to six is enough. What is that all about, and how do you feel about what the chancellor and certain presidents have done so far?
Thank you. First of all, I give full credit to this idea to my team. Jihad on my team came up with six to six, and Danielle, who just started with my team, Danielle came up with the enough. As a way to describe the six changes that you've identified. And these six changes came from the students. They didn't come from me. This is what the students came up with. We were, Danielle was able to crystallize it, and Jihad was able to crystallize it into fix the six and enough. But the core six came from the students. Now, in terms of, so I just had to give them all the credit for that, and I have a tremendous team, as you know, some of the people on my
yes.
team.
Yes.
In terms of where we are now, we have made progress since the October Senate appropriations hearings when I raised these concerns with the chancellor.
And let me stop you there. Let me stop you there, because that's why I say you're such a gentleman and you're so humble. You didn't just raise the issue. You were on fire. Because as I understand it, it wasn't this Senate hearing was actually this appropriations hearings wasn't specifically about this issue, but you pretty much commandeered it and made it about the issue. So let me just ask you that before we go on. Why is this so important to you? You're certainly an HBCU grad, but you're not a PASHE grad. Why are you feeling this so much?
I think I come to it as a father of three children. And when I heard the young people's fear, thought, not feeling like they belong, and then paying 100% of the cost of a bad experience.
Yes, great point, great point.
They're paying 100% of the cost and still being called racial epithets. 100% of the cost, still don't have someone to mentor them. 100% of the cost, living in fear. 100% of the cost, no black. That's part of the curriculum. So, when I heard the students, it was like something has to be done. It is true that the Senate hearing was not on the topic, but the chancellor was there talking about the redesign of the system. And the redesign of the state system has to include a redesign of the relationship with the African-American students.
Yes, yes, yes.
That relationship has to be redesigned, given what I've heard from the students. Now, but some progress has been made since that time. The chancellor, I've had several meetings with the chancellor, and he seems to be going in the right direction. I will say that a big issue here in the end is going to be pace. When I say pace, I mean...
In fact, Senator, if you could, I want you to elaborate on that, but we're up against the clock. You got a commercial break. So I want you to talk more explicitly about that. But in order to avoid you being interrupted in connection with the commercial break, let's take that break now. And then we come back. We'll talk about that. Also, Senator, I'm going to talk to you about these horrific examples you mentioned. I thought you were going to say, hey, there were some microaggressions taking place. But you're talking about students being called the N-word. You're talking about Zoom bombings. You're talking about the waving of the Confederate flag. Those are not mere microaggressions. That's some stuff you expect in Mississippi at their colleges in the 1950s and 60s. So we want you to talk about that and more. Those of you who just tuned in, you're listening to the voice of State Senator Art Haywood. He's a member of the Appropriations Committee, the Judiciary Committee, the Finance Committee, the Intergovernment Operations Committee, and the Democratic Chair of the Health and Human Services. And plus, he's a black man fighting for black students at Paschke Schools. We want to hear more about that. First to break, WURD 96.1 FM.
Did you know you can catch the flu and COVID-19 at the same time or even back-to-back? Don't risk catching the flu during the COVID-19 pandemic. The flu shot is a safe and effective way of reducing your chances of catching the flu or spreading it to others. And the flu shot helps protect you and your community from the worst effects of the flu. Don't say, I should have got my flu shot. Call your doctor or visit your pharmacist and get your flu shot today.
Want the latest in word swag? Check out the shop tab on wordradio.com. Hoodies, tees, and more in a variety of colors. The shop tab on wordradio.com. Show the world that you're all about black. Talk media.
You're listening to Word Radio, 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD. Independent black media.
And yep, he's right. It is independent black media. And today we have as our first guest State Senator Art Haywood, who is bringing the fire in regard to what's going on in connection with black students at Paschke Schools. That's Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education. And before we continue, I want to give a big shout out to his staff, in particular, Communications Director Janelle Edmonds, who I've been communicating with in order to put this interview together. And she is thoroughly impressive. Also, and I want to give Senator Haywood credit because, beginning about maybe 4 years ago or so, about 3.5 years ago, Cheney was beginning to fall and fall quickly, and we needed some strong political support. And we reached out to some influential elected officials on the city level, on the state level, on the federal level. And I have to tell you, one of the first who came to our assistance, I'll even go so far as to say came to our defense, was State Senator Art Haywood. And I didn't realize it at the time, but one of my good friends from way, way back in North Philly, Dwight Lewis, worked for State Senator Art Haywood. So it was almost like a family reunion when we came together. And I just wanted to give the senator and Dwight and others major, major props for taking the lead and helping to save Cheney. And the fact that Cheney is still a part of Paschke, the fact that Cheney is still alive, the fact that Cheney is actually getting bigger and better is in large part thanks to the staff of Senator Art Haywood and, in particular, Senator Art Haywood himself. Senator, please continue.
Thanks so much. So I did want to share that we have made some progress. I believe the state system has made some progress. Vice Chancellor for Diversity has been hired, Dr. Pearson. She's doing the best job that she can. The state system has started off creating a mandatory diversity training for faculty, staff, and students. We got to get into the details of that, but that's important, as you talk about, a beginning. That's a good beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The state system has adopted some reporting requirements for the schools. There's a lot of room to grow there, but that is a beginning. So I would say on the training and the incident reporting, we have some positive movement. On some of the other areas, not yet. I would say that if you look at the time period from October to February, we do have movement on two of the six is where we have some movement. We still got to nail down that, though. We still got to nail that down. I do believe that the Freedom Now message is core here. You've probably been, I know you've been involved with Cheney, you've seen 5-year plans.
Yep.
10-year plans.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep. Yes, correct.
Freedom Now is not a 5-year plan. Freedom Now is not a 10-year plan. Freedom Now is now. And that's why we have this phrase, enough. Enough is not about a 5-year plan. Enough is not about a 10-year plan. Enough, when enough is enough, that's now.
Wow. Wow. Now, Senator, you said that you believe that progress has been made on 2 of the 6. Is that correct?
That's correct. That would be on diversity training and incident reporting.
I got you. Okay. But I can tell that that's clearly not enough for you. You want much more. Speaking of more, Senator, I understand that there's a lot going on at many of the 14 state university campuses. But in particular, something happened at Shippensburg. And I have to tell you, when I did some research about that, I literally could not believe it. Now, I'm not naive. I know about racism in America. I know about all that stuff. But the fact that there apparently are some white students at Temple University putting out social media posts not only dismissing Black Lives Matter, but are actually changing it to Black Lives Do Not Matter. Talk about what's going on at Shippensburg.
Earlier last week, I had a conversation with several Shippensburg students as we prepared for the meeting with the president. They shared with me a terrible incident of a student at their school putting up a sign that said, Black Lives Don't Matter. Over 9,000 students have signed a petition condemning this action. However, the students who are complaining, they've been offended, they still have not received a response that they feel is adequate. And so part of our challenge is that our young people are being harassed. They are afraid. They are intimidated. For a meeting with the president of Indiana University of Pennsylvania, we asked a few students if they would attend. They're afraid of retaliation.
Whoa.
They're afraid to speak out.
Whoa.
I'm sure you're a lawyer, as am I, and you have probably heard that hate speech is protected speech. It's free speech.
Yep.
Have you heard that?
I have. I've heard that repeatedly.
Now, what about when young people are afraid to speak because of the language that's being used against them?
Wow.
What about their free speech? I have young people who are silent. Because of the so-called free speech protection of racists. That's unacceptable.
So, absolutely unacceptable. Please continue, Senator.
Yeah, and you did mention microaggressions. We have heard a number of concerns about microaggressions, implicit bias, explicit bias. All of these conditions are not conducive to learning.
when you say that, you hit it on the head. And it's just frustrating for me because obviously I know the history of racism in America in terms of even before Brown versus Board of Education and then the battles during the civil rights struggles in the 60s. And then when I'm doing my thing as a student in the late 70s, early 80s, and I had hoped that at a certain point we wouldn't have this battle anymore, that since 1954, we'd be at a point where we can say that progress has been made. But obviously, it has not been made. So when Frederick Douglass said power concedes nothing without a demand, it never did, it never will, that's what we have to do. And I'm so glad you, with your power, are helping students to empower themselves. Also, Frederick Douglass talked about agitate, 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 and that's precisely what the students are doing. So let me ask you this, Senator. I appreciate you laying out what the problems are and even talking about some of the things that have had taken place now, but are there any upcoming meetings or upcoming events that you have scheduled so that folks can find out more or even participate?
Yes. I encourage people to join this effort, contacting presidents of these schools, contacting alumni of these schools to put the pressure on. My website, I have a website, SenatorHaywood.com. And if you go to my website, there'll be a place where you can join in. We need more supporters. These schools have been involved in systemic racism since they were founded. I do not believe we're going to end systemic racism in 6 months. This is a long-term battle. And please join us. You can contact, or anyone who's calling who wants to join in, please contact my office at 215-242-8171. That is 215-242-8171. We need a lot of help in order to get the dramatic changes that need to be made in the 14 universities.
Very well said. And for those who are listening, I'm sure you wrote down that number. For more information, please call 215-242-8171. That's 215-242-8171. I'm going to give Senator Art Haywood, since this is the radio courtroom, and Senator Haywood is an attorney, I'm an attorney. We know that in courtroom proceedings, certainly in trials, at the end of them, there's a closing argument where you make your case, where you highlight, repeat, emphasize. We're going to give Senator Art Haywood as much time as he needs, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever he needs for his closing argument. Before that, I just want to say to the listening audience three things. One, again, write that number down for more information, 215-242-8171. That's 215-242-8171. Also, you heard Senator Haywood talk about what's taking place or what took place at Shippensburg. That's horrific, and there's obviously more going on. There's a petition. For more information about that petition, just go to change.org. That's change.org. Type in Shippensburg, and you'll see what the senator is talking about. But more important, you can sign on. And number three is going to be a virtual town hall ending campus racism at Pashey School. It's going to take place on Thursday, February 18 at 7 p.m. That's Thursday, February 18 at 7 p.m. For more information, just call that number, 215-242-8171. Senator Haywood, the microphone is yours for your closing arguments. Add stuff, repeat stuff, emphasize stuff, whatever you prefer. The jury is listening.
Thank you so much. We've had enough. Enough of being harassed. Enough of not having black faculty and staff. Enough of not having the teachers who are teaching us trained in diversity.
Yes.
Enough
yes.
of having incidents occur and there be no reporting or follow-up or punishment on those who committed the incident. Enough of not having any mental health support for these terrible conditions we are under. And enough of being recruited to these colleges, Ooh. Heavily recruited, and there'd be insufficient efforts to retain us. These are the six changes that need to occur at these schools. I should say it's not just these schools. I heard some terrible incidents at Penn State main campus as well. But these are key areas where we need to change. Our community has the power to create these changes. We just need to mobilize to get it done. Please join me. I believe that we can.
Senator Art Haywood, Esquire, if I were on the jury, if I were the fourth person, I'd simply say verdict in favor of Senator Art Haywood and the black students at PASHE. There's no need to deliberate. It's pretty obvious. Senator, thank you for spending time with us today, but more important, thanks for all the great work you do, not just for black students at PASHE schools, but every time black folks and all folks in the Commonwealth need assistance. You're right there, front and center to help. So I want to publicly thank you for everything you've done and everything you are doing.
Thank you so much. Hang in there.
All right. Great words from Senator Art Haywood.